Good morning, good evening, and afternoon. Welcome to the next episode of Booksight. I publish this episode every weekday, and in this episode, I read a section of Power and Prediction book. Very interesting book about artificial intelligence and predictions, as the title is saying. If you're here for the first time, welcome, and please consider to listening the previous episodes, so you can have understanding of the whole book. If you're here again, welcome again, and it's always great to have you here. Please consider subscribing or giving a comment or sharing your ideas. I would love to learn from you. The next section of the book, the one I'm going to read today, it's called Now What? Okay, let's start reading. Quote, okay, now what? Quote. That's the question many businesses, organizations beginning to implement AI technologies were asking us. These companies had heard the hype about AI and using the playbook we set out in the prediction machines. They had begun their artificial intelligence journey. They had set up teams to look at their tasks and identify opportunities for leveraging what AI had to offer prediction. Prediction is the process by which you convert information that you have into information that you need. And as we documented in that book, the recent innovations in AI were all advanced in making prediction better, faster, and cheaper. The results of those advances are so that we don't even think about them anymore. Oh, I'm sorry. The results of these advances are so obvious that we don't even think about them anymore. Your phone is packed with AI technologies. When you unlock the phone, it easily recognizes your face. You don't even feel as if the phone is behind, a secure barrier that lets you and only you in through the front door. You come to a screen where apps are laid out for you based on the phone's prediction on what you might want at precise moment. Are you near your favorite coffee place and want to order? Are you in a car and want to the right directions? The phone knows, but it feels like it's just being convenient. The point is that low-hanging fruit for the uses of AI prediction was all being picked. The question businesses were asking was, is that it? This book is the answer to the question, no. Even though AI seems everywhere like many other breakthrough technologies before, it's only just getting started. Significant technological revolutions such as electricity, the internal combustion engine, and the semiconductor all started slowly, taking decades to hit their stride. AI prediction is not going to be any different. Despite the hype that it represents, some distinct pattern of acceleration of technological change. Rather than being on a roller coaster ride where we are at whim or forces beyond our control, we are sitting on the edge of opportunity, in the between times. People and businesses that are able to find answers to, quote, now what, quote, will set the path for AI. To take advantage of prediction, you need to consider what to use the prediction for and the fact that the decision makers have made to do without the prediction previously. When you don't have something, you don't just give up. You compensate for it. If you don't have the information, you need to make an informed choice. You insulate yourself from the consequences of having to do things blindly. Thus, when AI prediction comes along, it shouldn't be a surprise that the opportunities for its use are not immediately obvious. Would-be decision makers have built up a scaffolding based on not having that information. This all means that determining what's next will require a closer examination of not only what prediction might do, but also the walls that have been built up to prevent even asking that question. I like in this part of the book one thing. If you're a consultant or product manager and you specialize in AI, and you are like me, I'm also a consultant, we need to play the long ball. We might have an expression, we might have an impression that AI is moving so fast. Every week, every day, new ChatGPT model, new large language model, new software as a service delivered by Snowflakes or Databricks. We might have an impression that things are moving so fast that we might not catch up. But in fact, it's the other way. It's moving fast on daily and weekly basis, but from a long perspective, it's going to be decades. So for consultants, product managers, engineers specializing in AI, guys, we have a lot of time to make sure we hone our knowledge, we hone our skills, we grow our understanding of AI, because the market is in the favor of us. Putting other words, like my friend used to say, trend is your friend. And if you are specializing in AI, we are in a great trend because the trend is growing, it's going up, and it will take years for AI to develop, which creates bigger markets, more opportunities. So let's do the good work. Take care. Bye-bye.